You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we are back, Youth Ministry Sherpas, helping youth workers to keep going.
Hey, everybody, I'm Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe.
This is the Youth Ministry Sherpas podcast, Sherpa Shorts Season 2. How's that for a title?
Oh, my goodness, man. That's a mouthful right there.
Makes it sound impressive.
Here we are in Season 2 on letter 13. We're over halfway.
Is that the unlucky letter?
No, it's a lucky number is for
it?
Sure. Yeah.
This is halfway.
We are halfway. We are officially over halfway.
You know, I was up last night till midnight editing today's episode that went live today.
That went live
today.
I'm
not going to tell you which one that was because it's a while ago now. But yeah, keeping up with a daily podcast, I don't know how people do this.
I don't either. I do want you to know that I believe that Sherpa Shorts were your idea.
Yes, that's true.
They're brilliant. It's a brilliant idea, but I understand that, yes, it's a lot.
It's actually Jim Newberry's idea.
Oh, Jim Newberry's idea.
Yeah, my coach. He's the one that said, you guys should do a burst. That was last year. Oh. Get some content out there. Do a burst. So we came up with Sherpa Shorts.
Boom.
And then we did it again.
Here we are.
I think that was your idea.
I think so. Whatever. All right, I'll take full responsibility for
it's
that.
It's all good. We love it.
Yep, absolutely. But here we are, day 13.
Another day, another drop.
Yep.
And I do believe, Matthew McCabe, that it is your turn to present the next word. So what is your word for?
The letter M.
Well, Matthew McCabe's word for the letter M is medical.
Oh, no.
Medical. I want to know, what are some of the medical emergencies that you have had to deal with in your youth ministry career with all your vast medical training you received before going into youth ministry?
Are you talking about situations that I came upon or encountered that I had to deal with myself?
Or just situations that happened at an event, you know, injuries that were sustained at events, things that happened, mm-hmm. you know, while you were in charge, when you were the one on the watch. So maybe you had to deal with them. Maybe you could have somebody else to deal with them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I have a couple stories
I'm
for
sure you,
you
do. These stories abound, I suppose.
Well, thankfully, there aren't all that many.
Wow.
I feel really blessed. Haven't made that many trips to the emergency room.
Wow.
But there are a few that I can think of. We mentioned this in the episode when we talked about the foolish things we've done. And I confess that I allowed students to play dodgeball with basketballs.
Oh, yeah. That didn't go well, did it?
That didn't go well. That resulted in a concussion for a kid at this retreat. Now, thankfully, we had a nurse with us. We had the foresight to have a nurse present. Actually, she was on my youth leader team.
But it's a good plan, honestly.
It is. In fact, we had a few years where when she stepped down from her position on the youth leader team where we didn't have a nurse, and we've gone back to that.
Not a good plan, right,
yeah,
right.
We try to get a nurse with us on the camps. So, yeah, that basketball thing was one. There was the Peru trip we took about 10 years ago now where one of the young men became violently ill. I think we've talked about that one, too.
Yes, has happened sometimes in foreign countries.
Yes, there were three of us in that room, and it was the middle of the night. And these strange noises began emanating from the latrine area. And at first I thought, well, that's unfortunate. And then about an hour later, I thought, wow, that's unfortunate. And then about an hour later, I thought, that's really unfortunate. I feel really badly for him. And then a couple hours later, I thought, wow, he's got nothing.
This kid's in trouble. This kid's in trouble.
I believe his entire stomach is now been flushed from his body. And then after that, a couple hours later, I began to think, this is probably a little more than he
just being
should
sick.
Be able to take. Yeah, or this is probably a little bit more than is normal. So we actually had to contact the our hosts, and they had to take him to the hospital. Get the infamous shot in the buttocks.
Mm.
What is that shot? Do you know what that shot is?
I don't know what it is. I've had it twice. Still have no idea what's
once
in
each
it.
Cheek?
I don't know what's in it.
Or did you get the same cheek twice?
I do know that it's effective.
Do you remember?
I'm not answering your question, Steve, but I have received it twice, and both times they call it the miraculous Peruvian butt shot. And it is exactly that, because I
was... It sounds like a really bad coffee drink.
right? I was what felt like near death both times as far as just non-functioning. I'm supposed to be leading this trip, and I am down for the count. And 12 hours after the shot, I was as if I hadn't been sick.
Really?
I don't know what's in it. I don't know why they don't have more of these shots around the world.
They should just give you those when you get off the plane.
Absolutely. Like everybody just won.
You walk off the plane, bam, right in the butt. They
there
hit you
with
a shot.
Yep.
You know, strangely enough, the young man who I'm talking about, his name is Matthew also. So maybe it's just the name.
Maybe.
It just causes you to get that. But, yeah, he turned out he turned out fine. He's still with us.
Wow. Good. I'm glad.
He's more than still with us. He's one of my best buddies, and he's on our youth leader team now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he survived that.
That's awesome.
So those are two I can think of. I mean, there's been broken fingers and sprained ankles and
all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I forgot some.
Oh, of course.
Do you want to share some? I don't want to hog all the attention.
I've got a few. I mean, I've been to a few emergency rooms in Peru, once for sun poisoning. We were there, and someone just got burnt, I mean, to like a second-degree type burn, and someone who was so sick that then had to go for intravenous fluids and the whole nine yards. I know I was leading a whitewater canoe trip with the youth group once, and I sent the kids out to get wood so that we could make a fire and have dinner because we camped along the river every night for 5 nights.
Oh,
it was
cool.
Like a six-day whitewater canoeing trip.
Okay.
And so I'm prepping dinner, and this kid comes back, and he's holding his face, and he says, hey, I cut myself pretty bad, and I knocked my tooth out. And I said, well, how do you knock your tooth out while finding wood? Well, I fell out of a tree. Well, I'm looking for dead wood on the ground. What are you guys do? First of all, what are you doing in a tree? But anyway, so he falls
Maybe
out.
Maybe he was running from a bear.
So he fell out of the tree, and he cut himself under his chin, also bit through his lip all the way through, and knocked a tooth out, root and all.
Nice.
And so I'm staring at this, and I mean, we're talking, it is obvious this kid is going to need stitches. I mean, it is bad.
And you're out in the wilderness.
We're in the middle of nowhere. So I looked at one of my leaders, and I say, all right, you cook dinner. I'm going to put this guy in the canoe. And I know where there's a bar on the river in about 3 hours. So I'm going to paddle him down to the bar, and we'll call and get to the emergency room and get it taken care of.
And by golly, if he can't get any stitches, at least we'll liquor him up.
Absolutely.
And he won't even know what hurt.
Absolutely. So I put him in the front of the canoe, and I take off. Well, of course, it's already almost dark.
Oh,
so now I'm navigating class 3
idea.
Rapids in a canoe. He's basically passed out in the front of the canoe. He's not helping paddle at all. I'm just back there just churning. I get down to this bar. I call. They come. Of course, the nearest person to come get me is an hour away because we're in the middle of nowhere. We wait. They pick him up. By the time I get to the ER, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. And they stitched him up. He took about 18 stitches. I was hoping they could save the tooth, you know. And the ER doctor said to me, well, the next time this happens, and I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What do you mean the next time this happens? He's like, the tooth is dead. You have 2 hours with a tooth or the roots die.
Okay.
So you should just shove the tooth back into the hole. Doesn't matter if it's straight. We can straighten it later. But you got to reattach it. And I was like, well, number one, there's not going to be a next time. And number two, I'm not sticking the tooth back up. No, that's not happening. I'm not trained for this. I'm a youth pastor.
I just like the language you used. You got to shove the tooth back up the hole.
I know.
I just don't know. I don't know how that ends.
It
doesn't end well.
It sounded painful, and it wasn't going to happen, and so the guy lost the tooth.
Well, he tough survived, prick. Though. I'm impressed that you took him in a canoe in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You didn't think that was more dangerous?
Well, I mean, what were our options? We didn't have any other options. This is long before cell phones.
Put some dirt on it?
Back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay.
So, yeah, there just was nothing to do.
Didn't you have your sat phone? You said you had a cell phone that was like in a sack,
that
like
was
a
more,
sat phone.
That was more in the mid-90s. That was before
Sorry.
That. But no, we drove back to the bar. By the time all that took place, it was 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. So we just sat on the side of the river and waited for the group to paddle next to us. We jumped in the canoe and joined them, and off we went for the rest of the trip.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it worked out.
The story that came to my mind that I forgot earlier was we had a ski trip, and we had a couple students who got hurt at the same time. So, you know, when you have a group at a ski resort, they take the group leader's number.
Right.
And if any of your students end up injured, they call the group number. Well, I got two phone calls within about 5 minutes of each other. And they said, you know, we have one of your students in like hut 6 and one in hut 9 or something like that.
Oh, my.
So I show up at one of the huts, and there's one of the young men who he actually fell carrying his skis. He never even made it to the slope.
He wasn't even skiing?
No.
Oh, no.
And he hit his head. And he's laying there, and I walk in, and this kid was a bit of a hypochondriac, and I was pretty sure that he was fine, but he wanted medical attention. And so they asked him, you know, we can release you to your leader, or we can send you to the hospital for a CAT scan. And he goes, I want a CAT scan.
Oh, no.
Seriously. So they put the neck brace on. He gets on the ambulance. I'm following the ambulance with him and one of our other students, who was a guest on this trip, who she was actually skiing. She actually made it to the slope. She crashed and tore her ACL.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's truly hurt. This other kid is acting like he's hurt. We get to the hospital. They treat the girl. They take him in. You know, we get a hold of his parents, and they do the check and all that stuff. Turns out there's absolutely nothing wrong with this kid, but he wanted to have the CAT scan.
Yep.
So he could say he had a CAT scan, and afterwards I was ready to give him a true injury. But anyway, yeah, he was fine. The girl was a trooper, man. We took her home the next day. She stayed overnight.
Wow.
With us, because it was either that or just a long drive home. And got her surgery later. But that same night, one of our other students was playing basketball in the gym, fell, and broke his thumb.
Ugh.
So we had three trips to the ER and one ski weekend.
Wow.
It was a banner weekend.
Banner weekend.
It was fantastic. It was terrible.
Yes,
actually.
Absolutely. But you put this age group of people together, something is bound to happen. No matter what you do, no matter, you could play all the safest games in the world, somebody's going to find a way to get hurt. So
if you're going to go skiing, whitewater rafting, playing basketball, I mean, Red Rover, we talked about that. Dangerous game.
Absolutely.
Lots of
dangerous.
Things can happen.
Yep. So
even playing cards, musical chairs, you can get hurt doing just about anything.
Absolutely. So best be ready for your medical stories. And whenever you have opportunity, have a nurse on staff on a weekend retreat or a trip or anything, because you want somebody that's got a little more knowledge than you. I mean, I have no knowledge, none whatsoever.
No, I don't either.
So,
and these are all stories of injuries, real injuries, but we also realize there's some serious situations,
too. Oh, yeah,
too,
for sure.
That's a whole different podcast we could talk about some other time, but you know, I know that many have experienced really traumatic
injuries.
And we've been fortunate we have not.
Yes.
At least not during our events.
Not during our events, absolutely. So, yeah. Well, there you go, medical.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, the sound has come again. Which means it's time for your next word in the secret Sherpa phrase. And that word today is at.
A-T.
A-T, the word at.
Write it down and keep track of all of our words so far. That's number 13. So you have 13 words in the Sherpa phrase. Once we get to 26, you'll have the entire phrase, and all you have to do is email it to us at youthministrysherpas@gmail.com. By June 15th, you will be entered into a chance to win
a free spot at the Sherpa House at the National Youth Workers Convention
in Tampa, Florida, in November.
Be amazing.
And the place is palatial.
Party house.
Yes. All right. Well, that's it for today's Sherpa Shorts. We will be back tomorrow, day 14 of our Odyssey through the alphabet. Until then,
Sherpas out.